We are here, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha! It's a happy time, my friends. And the truth is, this is my favorite time of the year. And it's my favorite time of being Oyla, of getting to places in Avodas Hashem that I can't get at any other time of the year. This is a time that has tremendous, tremendous Kedusha. And it's a time where if you had barriers before that were holding you back, you could break through. And on Purim, a person could connect, could soar to heights that they could never have imagined the rest of the year. It's absolutely incredible. All from Simcha. All from being overloaded in happiness. And, you know, when we talk about Purim, the guys say to me, Rebbe, you're talking about Purim, you're going to talk about getting drunk. Lamaisa, it's true, you get drunk on Purim. And every year I tell my kids, this is my last year. They're like, Abba, you're not going to, you say that every year. But it's like, I'll just have one more cup of wine. Woo! It's like losing it, right? But I end up drunk most of the Purim day. Like I try to, it's like a plane. I try to take, it's like two flights, like a stopover. I go up. And I try to come down from Mincha, which is very challenging. Then I try to take off again. And then I just like, whoosh, hopefully by 1:30 in the morning, I daven Maariv, and we're good to go. But it's strange. Rabosai, last week I was talking about getting drunk, how bad it is, bad father, bad husband, right? Like dragged away from a kiddush, like a dog. Like, and now all of a sudden, like, adalo yada. What's going on? So I'm not going to talk about that right now. You know why? I'll get to it. But that's not Purim. That's part of Purim. And if we understand what we're going to do tonight, we're going to understand why Purim is such an incredible day that we're doing things we don't usually do. But fools are the people who think that Purim is all about getting drunk. Purim is about so much more. And those people, when they get drunk, they don't attach themselves to Purim. Like, you know, on a Ibrayar, when there's an extra month of Adar, right? I once heard a group of guys, it was Adar Rishon, it wasn't Purim. It was like, Purim Katan, let's get smashed, ooh, right? Like, what? Purim Katan, right? Poor guys. But there are a lot of people, it's not Purim Katan, it's Purim Gadol. It's every Purim, they think, whoa, Parsha Zohar, smashed, right? Night of Purim. Right? Then you dial it in RPS. Boom, right? Back over here for Megillah and I'm smashed. Right? In the morning, they're like, they get to the Suda like by 5 o'clock. They have such a hangover. They don't even make it to anything. Like, Rebbe, I miss Purim. They were like so depressed. Like, yeah, because you had two Purims before. Your stomach can't handle that. Your brain can't handle that. Right? But it's so chaval. Because there's so much to tap into on Purim. Right, you don't want to end up in a bathtub on Purim. Like, just, you know, Rebbe's bathtubs on Purim are like very prime real estate. It's like, you want to get your wife upset. He's like, what's he still in the bathtub for? It's like, I don't know, right? But let's try to tap into Purim. And I guarantee you, whoever goes on this ride with me will be safe. And will be oyle, will experience the happiest day of their life. Mamish. But it's done with care. You can't just, if you're going to be a guy who always gets drunk, then Purim's not a day that you're really connecting. It reminds me of a guy who wants to be having one wife, but he has five other girlfriends. It doesn't work. If a person gets drunk on every other day of the year, they're never going to get drunk with Hashem. It's going to be a dimyon. They might sing, Mishenichnaza, right? But they're not connected to Hashem because they did this on Thursday night. They did this on Shabbos night. If a person wants to feel something, what tzaddikim feel, they have to save it for when it's right. So I'm sorry to bust your bubble. I'm happy to have all the drunkards in my house and take care of them. But the ones who really tap into the Purim are the ones who don't get drunk the rest of the year because they follow halacha. Halacha says that this is the day that if someone chooses to go through Purim the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, fly, fly, fly. So let's try to understand this. and we're going to have this. And I want people in my house, when you carry, when you have a GPS on Purim, where you know where you want to get to, then even when you're like gone, you still have that GPS and you're going to get there. It's the opposite. When a person is so has so much wine in their system on Purim day, there were so many barriers that didn't let them get close to Hashem. They were too embarrassed to get close to Hashem. And they listened to the shmooze, but, you know, they're barriers. And then all of a sudden, they break every barrier and they fly. They fly. So let's do this. Okay, we ready? We're going to try to understand Purim. In the Shoshanas Yaakov, it says in Shoshanas Yaakov, right, we sing it at the end of the Megillah, that the purpose of the Megillah is lehoidia. The purpose of Purim is lehoidia. Shekol koivecha lo yevoishu. That whoever counts on Hashem, whoever looks towards Hashem, whoever hopes towards Hashem, will never be embarrassed. He will not be embarrassed in the future. Lanetzach, forever. This is a very important point, and I want to discuss this type of embarrassment. I want to talk about what it means to look towards Hashem and to get embarrassed, to not get embarrassed, and understand why this is Purim. This is Purim. The Yalkut Shimoni in Tehillim is a makor. Becha batku. They believed in you, Hashem. Elu Mordechai v'Esther. Who believed in you? Mordechai and Esther. Elecha zaku. They screamed out to you. Who is that? Divrei Tzoymas v'Zakosam. They fasted on the whole Purim story. Fasted, days and nights. V'lo boshu. They weren't embarrassed. What does it mean they weren't embarrassed? La Yehudim haisa oira v'simcha. They got answered. What is going on over here? My friends, let's go. Let's take a time machine and let us go back to Shushan, okay? I want to try to explain to you what happened in Jewish history over here. Because we can't really tap in to what's happening over here unless we experience what was going on. We have Klal Yisrael, okay? Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. They were on the top of the world, okay? They get to Har Sinai. They go into Eretz Yisrael. They conquer the lands. They have a Mishkan. They've got a Mishkan in Gilgal, Noven Givon, Shiloh. They've got the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech. The entire world doesn't mess with Klal Yisrael. All these great queens and kings come, Cleopatra, and all of them come for thirst of the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech. And their intrepidation. Shlomo is Yoshev Al Kisei Hashem. It appears like Shlomo, a mortal man, is sitting on the seat of Hashem Yisbarach. What does that mean? It means Hashem took over. This was the greatest part of Jewish history. Bayis Rishon, the Shekhinah was living with us. And all of a sudden, for the first time in Jewish history, let's try to understand this. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And what happens? We're kicked out. We're now in Gullus. And all of a sudden, we're wondering a lot of things. Does Hashem care about us? Does Hashem love us? Did Hashem drop the Jewish people? This never happened in Jewish history. Today, we're so used to Gullus. What do you do when Gullus just became a Chiddush? You start to doubt your relationship with Hashem. And you know what? You even can end up getting drunk from depression. Klal Yisrael goes to a Suda of Achashverosh. They have the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash there. The way I see what happened is, it's like, if you can't beat them, join them. Like, Hashem's gone. We're stuck in Gullus. Achashverosh is counting that the 70 years of Gullus Bavel is over. This was the greatest New Year's Eve bash in history. They're like, 70! The Jews are not going to be saved! Hashem is gone! Boom! Party! You know how that feels if you're a Jew in Shushan? That's like a New Year's bash that Hashem rejected you. Esther Hamalka. The Heiliga Esther, my friends. She comes in. She's got to go now in front of Achashverosh. and she has to beseech the Jewish people, she goes into a Beis Avodah Zarah. The Medrash says, the Shechina leaves her. You know what she says? Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama Azavtani. Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama Azavtani. You know what Kaylee means? Kaylee means, Rashi explains in Parsons, by the Yud Gimel Midas, Kaylee means my merciful Hashem, who's filled with love. You know what she says? Kaylee, Kaylee, Hashem who loves me, Hashem who loves me, Lama Zavtani, you abandoned me, I'm alone. I'm here with a Shegetz, who's my husband. I'm in a Beis Avodah Zarah, the Shechina's gone. You left us all, Rabbanu Shalom. Did you give up on us? This was the biggest depression in the history of Klal Yisrael. Can you imagine? And no one knew if Hashem cared. In fact, the Vilna Gaon says on the Gemara in Chulin, Esther min HaTorah minayin. We think it's a cute thing. Esther min HaTorah minayin. Where's the Esther hinted to in the Torah? Hinei anochi Esther, Esther panai. I'll hide my face. Oh, there's Esther. Says the Vilna Gaon in his Parish on the Megillah, they're not looking for Esther in the Torah. What does Esther mean? What's the translation of Esther? The translation of Esther is hiddenness. Hester. The Gemara's question was, is Hashem with us in Galus at all? This is a new experience. Esther min HaTorah minayin. And the answer is that Hashem hides his face. That means if Hashem hides his face, he's there. But this was an unknown. And Esther says, Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama Zavtani. And when we say the Shir Shel Yom on Purim, we say the Ayelas HaShachar. We say these psukim. Kaylee, Kaylee, Hashem, you loved me. I thought you still do. Where are you? Do you know what it means to be Nezav? Abandoned? She's saying, Azavani. It says, Nar ha'isi v'gam zakanti v'lo ra'isi tzadik nezav. Rashi ala Torah says, you know what a nezav is? A nezav is someone, not just someone who doesn't have dinner. He doesn't have bread. Everybody in Yerushalayim has bread, okay? If you want, you can go to 100 brisses in Yerushalayim and get a good meal. Every person, Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim, if they want to, they can have meat for dinner. I don't recommend, it's embarrassing to go to a bar mitzvah, but people do it. They go at the end of the bar mitzvah, and they sit there, they get a three-course meal. I remember my own son's bar mitzvah was gewaltig. I didn't know how this went. Mamish, at the end of these simchas, all the aniyim come, and they eat like kings. It's gewaltig. No bread? That means Hashem completely abandons you. That's how Esther felt. She felt there's no hope. And Purim is the yontif, my friends, of doubt. Amalek is gematria suffik. They love doubt. Haman had such power in this yontif. You know why? Because the Jews started doubting themselves. They started doubting. And when they start doubting, Haman says, hey, where is Hashem in your life? Yeshna am echad mefuzer mefurid. Don't read it, Yeshna. There is a nation that's separate. Says Haman, Tachashverosh, Yeshena, Hashem is sleeping. Hashem fell asleep. This is our big opportunity to get the Yidden. He fell asleep. Hashem falls asleep. It says, Hinei lo yonam velo yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Hashem doesn't fall asleep. Hashem makes Magen Avraham Shachris, for sure. Right, Birchas, for sure the first Kriya Shema. He never sleeps. Lo yanum velo yishan. Haman says, yes he does. Where's your God? Jews, you were kicked out. You were kicked out. Look at Achashverosh. He's wearing the big day kahuna. He's getting drunk from the kalim that you used in the Beis HaMikdash. You're losers. You're a joke. Right? Everything. That's how we felt. You know what that is? That's busha. That's embarrassment. We were at the top of the world, and we felt so, like, unloved, uncared for. Such busha. And there was real danger over here. This was what was going on in Purim. This never happened in history. Purim is the Yontif, the Ramchal calls, the Yontif of Gullus. It's the only Yontif of Gullus. You'll tell me Hanukkah happened later in Jewish history? That's true, but it happened in Bayis Sheni. There was a new Beis HaMikdash, and it was in Eretz Yisrael. Purim is the Yontif that shouldn't be a Yontif at all. Purim is so part of darkness. And that's what was going on over here. So let's try to understand. When you try to count on someone, right? Shekol koivecha lo yavoshu. You know, like when you try to slap someone five, when I was a kid, there was like a thing. I don't know if they still have this. They have other things. They punch each other today. And like, you know, in Corona, they elbowed each other. When I was little, you went like this. And then if someone didn't go back like this, you needed support. It was called support. You felt so stupid. You like went like this. And he just left you hanging. It was called leaving you hanging. It was embarrassing. Why is that so embarrassing? Yo, my yo! He wasn't your boy back then. Cool dude! That's what he used to call people. Cool dude! Give me five! He's like, no. Right? He left you hanging. That's so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing. Right? When you're a big politician or one of these like radio people, radio politicians, who says, for sure, Trump is going to get the election again. Ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba. Right? And all the time. And then you're wrong. Like, ooh. Right? So they're like, I knew it all the time. Like, no, you didn't. We have recordings of you, buddy. You don't know what you're talking about. You feel like a fool. You feel like an idiot. You're betting on a horse. You put all money down. You put all your money down for never despair. Worst horse, you put all your money down, you're sure. Everyone says, no, never despair comes out. You're like 32. Like, you're terrible. The more money you put down, the stupider you feel. You're an idiot. Why are you putting money down there? Klal Yisrael are Kovei Hashem. We put our money down on Bayri Eilam. We put our money down on Bayri Eilam. We got kicked out, and we were putting our money down and saying, Hashem's not going to forget us. Hashem's not going to forget us. Hashem really loves us. And we were setting ourselves up for real embarrassment. For real embarrassment. You know what this bracha means? In Alat Tzadikim, we say, we shouldn't be embarrassed because we believe in you. We have bitachon in you. I'll tell you, simple pshat is like this. Simple pshat. Simple pshat is that Hashem, I don't want to have embarrassment in life. I don't want to have, I want to have wrinkle-free shirts. I want to have nice shoes. I want to have a fancy belt. I want to be like everyone else. I don't want to have bushes. So in the schus of me having bitachon, then give me the stuff I need. Give me parnasa. Give me all the things I need. V'lo nevosh ki, what? In the schus, ki b'chabatachnu. That's the simple approach. Lo nevosh, don't let me be embarrassed in life. All the things I need, ki b'chabatachnu. You want to hear the deeper approach? And you can only say this on Purim when you really understand what they were going through. Boyre Olam, listen to this. And there's precedent for this. I found it in the Radak, in Tehillim Chav Chay Gimel, Yishayim Mem Tes Chav Gimel, in the Mesudas David. And I found it in the Otsris HaTfila, on Alat Tzadikim. V'lo nevoish ki b'chav atachnu. Hashem, don't embarrass me because I believe in you. Don't embarrass me because I believe in you. Yeah, Hashem, I put all my money down on you. And all my friends who are like ballers and never went to yeshiva are like, look at him, he's still in yeshiva. Right? They're making all this money. Like, look at him, he's still with that old-time Gemara. Right? With the rabbis. Right? Steiging away. While I'm making millions and billions of dollars on Wall Street. Right? Don't let me be embarrassed because I chose you. Don't let me be embarrassed because of you. I had a friend. Listen, I can only tell you this type of story at this time. I wasn't even prepared to say all this, by the way. You guys think all these farm were not about this. And then I just like, this happens sometimes. But I just start feeling it. This is Purim. Purim is not what you expect. Listen to this story. I had a chavrusa, okay? And my chavrusa his baby, the baby was not in position for birth, okay? This is a Maisa Shahaya. If the baby was upside down, and that's a very big balagan, and you need to do a cesarean, and it's very painful cesareans, wouldn't it be nice if the baby would just flip? Wouldn't it be nice? Right? It's just so convenient. Like, do a little flippy, right? But that doesn't work. Modern science doesn't have a way to get that done, right? So my friend knew that Diane Fisher Zatzal, okay? It's a true story. And I have three stories like this. I'm only telling you one of them. Three. Three of my friends did this, okay? And all of them, it was interesting. All of them were... Diane Fisher had this skula, okay? While he was alive, you would go to him, you would tell him that you have a... He was one of the Gedolei Hadar. You would tell him that your baby's upside down. He'd tell you to go to a stream near Mivaseret. Like, it was then, like, there was a valley. You go down there, you dip your head in to the water, right? You suck it up, and then your wife opens her mouth. You spit all the water into your wife's mouth. She drinks it, and then the baby just shtasa v'simcha. Like, call the doctors, and it's time to give birth. Like, everything comes back, right? Okay, well, my friend, my chavrusa, had his parents, who were modern Orthodox, staying by him. Okay, all ready for, you know, it's the ninth month, helping out, and, you know, being there available, right, for their Haredi son, right? And, you know, they're enjoying the family. All of a sudden, they're leaving, the his son and his wife. They're going, where are you going? Well, we have a breech baby, and Diane Fisher says that if we go to a stream of Maseret and do this kind of thing, so that everything's going to be... They started... Fools, like, didn't I raise you to be normal? I didn't drop you on your head five times. You crazy? Stupid? This is why I come to Israel? This is my nachas? Okay, I don't know if they said all this. But they were like, you know, they were doing a lot of things, right? All of a sudden, they go, they're totally booshed out. They're so embarrassed. Can you imagine how embarrassing it is? Feel like such an idiot? Like, yeah, just spit in your wife's mouth from a stream of Masara, and modern science hasn't figured this one out, right? So, okay. They go there, and they do this whole thing, and as they're going home, doo-doo-doo, right? And the parents are like, okay, they go to the doctor, they're in birthing position, they're ready to go. Parents are like, that's it. You're embarrassed. I told you, Hashem answers. He has tzaddikim. He knows what they're doing. They know what they're doing. You should be embarrassed of yourselves. That's v'lo nevoish ki b'cha b'tachnu. I had another friend who did this. I don't think it works without Diane Fisher telling you, by the way. I don't know. This is very interesting, this whole thing. Anyway, my other chavrusa who did this, actually, like, they were there in Mivaseret, and all of a sudden, it was like automatic, it was like immediate. It's like, mama's on contact. Very interesting stuff. But I think about that. V'lo nevoish ki b'cha b'tachnu. Bori Olam, don't let you be the cause of our embarrassment. I don't want to be embarrassed because I'm Jewish. I don't want to be embarrassed because I dedicate myself to the Torah of Hashem. Everyone says, get a job, be practical. What do you want here? Don't you know the Rambam was a doctor? Right? I love that one. Right? Maimonides was a doctor. We're still suffering from that. I wonder if the Rambam would have, like, reconsidered if he knew how much damage was done by him being a doctor. It's like, Maimonides. Like, the Rambam. I don't know how the Rambam ever used a stethoscope. He has so much Torah in his system. It's Maimonides, right? Right? But don't you know the Rambam was a doctor? He had time to learn on the spare time. Learn in your lunch break, right? V'lo nevoish ki b'cha b'tachnu. Don't let us be embarrassed. This was a period in history where we were so booshed out. We were the joke of the world. We were on such a high place that when we fell, we didn't think we were going to get back up. We didn't think we were going to be able to make it out. And that's what we daven in Alat Tzaddikim. I'll tell you something incredible. What does it mean in Alat Tzaddikim? We say, we're saying Alat Tzaddikim v'al Chassidim. We're davening for Tzaddikim, Chassidim, Geirim, all these wonderful people. What are we davening? V'sein sachar tov l'chol abot chamishim chamemes. Give them schar tov. Can I ask you a question? If schar, what is schar? Schar is for what? Olam haba? Is that pshat? We've been saying this bracha for all our lives. This is a very basic question. What schar do you daven for them? They should have schar. You need, a tzaddik needs you to daven for his olam haba? No. Every mitzvah guarantees you olam haba. No one's worried. You don't have to daven for schar. If you did a mitzvah, you get schar. Right? You know what the Sefer Minhagim says? It's brought in the Sefer Tefillah L'Moshe. It's an incredible Sefer of Rishonim. He says, no, you're davening that they should have Olam Hazeh. They should have a nice stretch limo, a Tesla, right? We're discussing, not a Lexus, a Tesla. Something, Mama Spitz, private jet. This is the way it should be. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you know, should have a helicopter to go right to the coastal and back. This is the way. Tein Sachar Tov. Let people see. V'lo nevash ki b'cha b'tachnu. Let it be that you're big because you're part of Hashem's team. Let it be that the more money you put down on Hashem, the bigger the dividends. That's what it means. Shekol koivecha lo yevoshu. Purim showed us that if you put your money on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, dafka at the times when you think you're not going to get answered, and dafka at the times when they're laughing at you, you will have the last laugh, my friends, and you will laugh so much better, and they'll be crying. Because you banked on it. You banked on the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it's about. And the Avni Eliyahu, the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, my friends, says, and I love this, it's going to change our Ala Tzadikin. He says, what does it mean, Mishon u'miftach la'tzadikim? That bracha, v'lo nevosh ki b'cha b'tachnu, right? The Saint Sachar Tov v'chal bozim. What does it mean, Mishon? A Mishon is a leaning post. Give tzadikim a leaning post. What's a leaning post? Says the Vilna Gaon. You know what a leaning post is? A shot in the arm when you're feeling down. Something to go, oh, to catch your breath. He says, what is that in history? When we're in Gullus, we're feeling down, we're feeling lost, we're feeling abandoned. He says, sometimes Hashem gives us a shot in the arm. What does he give us? He says, I'll give you an example. Mordechai on the sus, on the horse, and Haman going, Kacha yaseloish, asher melech, afeit bikaro. Do you know that this part of the story has nothing to do with the plot? Check me on this. Every part of the Megillah is perfectly orchestrated as something that's absolutely necessary. Big son of Seresh and the Suda and Mordechai knowing the languages and this and every part. All of a sudden there's like a commercial break in the middle of the story. Mamash, a commercial break. All of a sudden it's like a practical joke on Haman. Haman goes into the house of Achashver and he says, and Achashver says, what would you do for the best person in the world? And Haman says, that's me. Right? That's me. I'll do this. I'll do that. Put on the right. All of a sudden, do that right away for Mordechai. Says the Vilna Gaon, you know what that was? That was a chance to give Klal Yisrael a sense like there is a joke about to happen over here. They were still supposed to die when they saw that. You know, it's very nice. We're so excited watching, and all the kids have this, you know, they've got Haman's daughter dropping sewage on Haman. You know, it's all fun and games. But when you were in Shushan then, I don't know how, it wasn't a laughing matter. They were supposed to be annihilated still. The story wasn't over. We're celebrating. We're in the middle, oh yeah, I love this, my favorite part, where Haman walks around. What was this? Says the Vilna Gaon, in a dark time, it was a leaning post so that we could gain some energy to just not give up on ourselves. Realize, wait, if this crazy joke is happening, and Hitler, Yamach Shemo, is taking around the Gadol Hadar, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, then maybe there's a chance that Hitler will not be successful. Because this is really hysterical. This is really a busha. She'en kedugmaso. Says the Vilna Gaon that this is what Hashem is doing. And you know what the Vilna Gaon adds? Something gorgeous. He says Hashem is going to do this again. Right before Mashiach comes, Hashem's going to do another thing like this that's a leaning post for us. To get us a little bit more alive. Get us a little bit more excited. Get us a little bit more believing that there's more to our lives in Golos! Mishan u'mivtach la'tzadikim. And then, I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. I found a medrash. I went out of my kelim. I went out of my mind from this medrash. You're going to go out of your minds from this medrash. Went out of my mind. Guys, when you're drinking your fourth cup, just say, hand me an Esther Rabbah, Parsha Yud, hey! And start reading it. It's going to be unbelievable. Trust me. So like, you're going to see seven of them at the same time. Like, whoa! So many Medrash Rabbahs! Okay. Listen to this, my friends. You're going to dance. Vayiklis mamish the Vilna Gaon in a Medrash. Years I was looking for something in Chazal for the Vilna Gaon. I found it. Vayikach Haman es halavush v'sus. Haman took the lavush of the melech and the sus and the horse and kama bishgada da ugabra emesh ani yisi osik laskin leit sliva. I was supposed to be hanging Mordechai yesterday. Va'kodesh baruch hu masalei klila and Hashem now put a crown on him. Ani yisi mesavel l'chavolim u'masmurim. I had nails prepared and ropes prepared to tie this man up. And now he's wearing the king's garb. All this, then watch what happens. Mordechai gets on the sus. Listen to this. So stunning. Mordechai gets on the sus. What pasuk in Tehillim does he say? Aromimcha Hashem kidi li sani. V'lo simachta oyvai li Hashem elokai shavasi elecha v'tereini Hashem. He says, Hashem, you lifted me up. He said, I was low and you lifted me. Fine. Beautiful. Mordechai attributes it to Hashem. You know what his Talmidim say? Listen to this. Talmidah, fascinating, his Talmidim were there. Not just Klal Yisrael. Talmidah, Mal Yomrim, Zamru La Hashem Chasidav. Sing, Mordechai, you're a chassid. Behodu lezecher kadsho. Ki regabapo, there might be a bad moment, but chayim birsono. What's going on over here? Mordechai says, right? Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani. What do they say back? They say, Zamru la Hashem chasidav. Says the eighth Yosef. He opens up this medrash. Mordechai was humble. So you know what he said? He said, I'm on this horse because Hashem is great. Hashem took a small nothing and made it big. The Talmidim said, no, Mordechai, you're wrong. You know what we see as observers of this? We see, Zamru Hashem chasidav, you're a chassid. Good things happen to good people. Hashem did this because you're Mordechai HaTzadik. And you put in the time to always be loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the message he's giving us is that if you do that, kol koivecha lo yevoshu, we'll see that good things happen to good people. Great things. V'sein sachar toiv l'chol aboitchem b'shimcha b'yemes. The people who put their money down on Hashem, eventually the whole world will see that, wow, this is where it is. Everything is about b'yirei olam. And if you are with him, if you're on his team, then you become great because of what you did. What does it mean? I'm going to teach you something I wasn't planning on doing. But what does it mean, ki rega ba'apo? There was a moment, a rega, a moment of anger. Why is there, I'm going to tell you a remez from the Rama Mipano. What is the word rega, a moment? The rega is osios, racious, goyim, Amalek. Rega means a second. Like, right in Hebrew, they go, rega, rega. I'm sure you guys have heard that. Rega. And they do like this. They put their fingers up. I was once scuba diving when I was younger. And they do that down there, too. You go like this. They did. In Mars, they do that. It's good I was here. I didn't know what they were talking about. Right? Rega! Why is rega? Racious goyim Amalek. Listen to this, and you'll believe that there's a Rabbonu Shalom who's mamish everywhere. Listen to this remez. Why does Amalek mean a second? You know why? Amalek is random. There's doubt, there's suffix. A rega is a moment. It has no flow. We talk about music. We love talking about music, right? Music's a development, a beginning, an end, a low, a high. It's a symphony, all the different parts together, right? And then there's focusing only on a rega. In that second, Amalek feels so big. Look at me, I'm the king of the world, you loser Jews. Right? Look at me. Look at you, you're losers. Excuse me, Slicha Haman. Rega! 1 second you have over here. But Rega ba'apo chayim birt Sinai. Look what you had. You're a joke, Haman. I love Haman. I'm sorry for saying this, but I love him. You know why? He made my favorite day of the year. If it wasn't for Haman, I'd have no Purim. I mean, Hanukkah's okay. It's good. A few latkes, a few donuts, but it's not Purim. Haman, thank you! Your little moment in history was my Netzach Nitzachim. Every Purim, Netzach Nitzachim. La Netzach. We win b'netzach. Kol koivecha lo yivoshu. Lo yuchamu la Netzach. If you're willing to be there for the whole ride of Jewish history, if you're willing to stay, not for a minute, not to leave in the middle of the plot, but stay from the beginning of the story all the way to the end. And don't get scared in the scary parts. It's the scary part. When's it over? Right? Just relax. There's a happy end. I hate sad part. It's got a happy ending. Don't leave now. But he's out. He's out. Stay a while. There's a development over here. The whole Koyach of Amalek, listen to this. This Mamash proves Torah's Misina, it's so deep. The whole power of Amalek is seconds, a moment. He can have a moment in the sun. But if we're talking about the big picture, he doesn't stand a chance. He's just a little scary guy in the middle of the story. And at the end of the day, he's a pawn of Hashem. One of the craziest gematrias that I was machadish, and I don't usually like to be machadish gematrias, but this time I was willing to, and then I did a computer search and I found a kadmon who said it. But this is something that people could mamish. I could lose my job for this gematria. But I'm going to say it anyway. Max, should I say it? I'm saying it. This gematria makes my Purim, and I want it to make your Purim. Right? We know that the Arizal teaches us that there's no mention of Hashem in the Megillah. Except, where's the remez to Hashem's name in the Megillah? HaMelech. When it says the king, so it's a remez to Hashem, okay? Very nice. What's the gematria of Haman? HaMelech! What? That's a sick joke, right? What's the gematria of Hitler, Yimach Shemo? HaMelech? What are you, crazy? Do the math. That's right. What's pshat? You know what pshat is? You're a fool, Haman. You're a pawn of Bayrei Eilam. You made Purim great. You, with all of your tactics, you were going to do this to Mordechai. You're going to do this to the Jews. You just made us happier and happier. You were a shliach of the Rabbonu Shalom. You're a joke. Your mom is a joke. HaMelech! Do you know, if you want to think that Haman's a hero, you know what you have to do? You have to drink a lot. And that's what we do. Listen to the depth. Ad lo yada, bain, arur Haman, lebaruch Mordechai. What does that mean to not know the difference between cursing Haman and baruch Mordechai? That sounds like being someone from last week's shmuz. Right? I told you that the worst thing in the world is to lose your discretion. Right? Because when you lose your discretion, you make bad decisions, you think bad things, you say things you would never say. Right? Imagine someone gets on the table and goes, I love you, Haman! Right? He needs medicine. What's with that guy? No, he got it. He got it. He got Purim. Because breakthrough, my friends. Gullus is an illusion. All the scary parts in the plot are only for 1 second. There's such a beautiful story over here. This is the low part of the song, and we're about to get that hard part. You love Ana Hashem, right? People don't like, Ana Hashem ki ani, right? They go very low because they want to bust out for the high part. Ani avdicha, right? They're preparing for it. Right? Imagine who someone who leaves the kumzitz during the Ana Hashem, right? Stay a while! It's a song! Enjoy it! Rega biapo! It's a second! All of our tzaras are a second, my friends! It's amazing! That's Purim. Purim is a yontif that's in Galus. And it's our yontif over every other yontif. Do you know why? Because we're in a state of confusion. We have hardships. Sometimes we even have Sudas HaKashverishes where we are disappointed with ourselves and we do things that we're embarrassed of and we feel rejected by Hashem Yisbarach. And all of us, I sometimes feel that way about myself, perhaps you feel that way about yourselves. And we're all wrong about that. We're all wrong. Hashem loves us in a way that we could never imagine. It's just a matter of time. Be patient. Rega! Shechol chayvecha lo yevosh v'lo yikamu la'netzach. And the Rambam, which the Brisker Rav was famous for quoting, the Rambam says, in the beginning of the Minyan HaKatzer, this is, if you use a Frankel Rambam in Hamada, you can find it on page Chafalaf. People always get confused finding this. So I'm telling you, it's on page Chafalaf in Hamada. It's always, every year I get, now I've already got it down, like after 20 times trying to do this. But it's hard to find. The Rambam in the Minyan HaKatzer, he's trying to explain to us why the Megillah is not a new mitzvah, but it's part of the Torah. Meaning it's, because to make a new mitzvah, how can you make new mitzvahs? You can't make new mitzvahs. He says, no, it's based on something else. What's the purpose? V'tzivu likrais ha-megillah ba'ayinasa. Chazal commanded us to read the Megillah. Kidei lahazkir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To praise Hashem, v'tshuos, and the salvation she'atzalanu. V'haya karov l'shavaseinu. He was close to our calling. Tart screams, Kidei levarcho, lahalo, ukidei lehoidia, says the Brisker Rav. Lehoidia. This is from the same lehoidia, shekol koivecha. The Brisker Rav says that the Rambam is referring to the lehoidia. Lodoyreis haboim, to tell future generations, emes mashiv techonim haTorah. It's true what the Torah promised us. What the Torah promised us? Who is like our nation who's so close to Hashem that when they call him, he answers? No, he doesn't. Sometimes I have issues. My sister needs a shidduch. My friend is having trouble having children. Rachmano Litzlan. Someone else is sick. I'm davening and davening and davening. Where are you? Where are you? The answer is, Rega. Rega. And if it's hard to be happy today because you're in Gullus, have a few drinks and just ride on Rabbi Stark's shmooze and you'll be fine. The whole day, you'll just travel to the end of the story. And remember that your life is the Purim story. It's hard? Have another drink. Have two more. Until you can see with clarity that there's no difference between the Hamans in your life and the Mordechais. It's all Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Echad. It's all one. There's one plan, there's one song, there's one story. Rega, just wait. And this is what's going on Purim. And my friends, that's why Purim is a day of tefillah. On Purim, I want you to know, don't waste it. Follow the halachas of Purim. There's plenty of time to to have the high octane simcha of drinking. There's plenty of time, but there's so many halachas of the day. Do you know why these halachas are there? Because Purim's an Eis Ratzon. It's a time to connect. If somebody misses a davening on Purim, it's a tragedy. Do you know why? Purim's a day. Kol poshet yad nosdin lo. There's a halacha on Purim that when somebody, you'll watch all these Yerushalmis, little kids going, Purim gelt. Kol poshet yad. Whoever puts out his hand, nosdin lo. Do you know why? Just like when I was a kid. You say, give me five. Psych. You don't even know what that is. That's what they used to do. Psych. That's what they used to do. They left me hanging. You're not allowed to leave anybody hanging on Purim. If any Jew, Naftali, puts out his hands, or even a guy, if you're feeling nice and good, right? Be generous. Don't leave him hanging. Kol koivecha. He put out his hand to you. We're doing exactly what Hashem did for us. We don't want to be embarrassed. anyone who have a few half shekels with you, you can get. Trust me, it won't be so bad. Just come prepared. You wander around with just half shekels. The problem with me is I give away all my money in the first 5 minutes. My wife's like, "What happened to all the money? I gave it to Klal Yisrael." And then the rest of the day, I scream at her that I'm so poor and I don't have any money. Right? Carry a bunch of half shekels. Somebody opens his hand to you. He's being koyve. He wants support. That's what happens on Purim when you daven. When you daven, go like this. Just put out your hands and say, "Hashem, don't do that psych, right? Or give me support. I'm putting myself out there. I'm banging for my sister, for my brother, for my friend." Anyone who has somebody in their life that's having a tzara, send it all out on Purim. I'm telling you, it's a school in Ifla. Just send it all out. Don't waste it. The losers who have hangovers and they miss the davening, they miss the whole Purim. That's why we get drunk. That's what we're explaining. We're getting drunk to get into a zone of feeling so close to Hashem that the things that normally bother us about our relationship with Hashem just like fly by us. Fly by us. Matanos levyonim, a poor person, an evyon, we're all evyonim. Just like we give to evyonim, Hashem gives to us. Let's tap in, my friends. This is our yontif. Whoever does it right, and we said we have a chabura, we're going to have to figure out the rules of the chabura. Doesn't matter. Not everyone has to join, but whoever wants to join, I'm going to try to tap in. I'm going to try. It's very hard for me to say all of Tehillim at once. It takes about 2.5 hours. And that's a long amount of time. It's very hard to concentrate. But I want to do it. I want to see if I can do a Bli Nedar on Tainus Esther, where there's tremendous hashbos, just to connect. And we'll make like a chabura of just whoever wants to do Purim right. It doesn't mean not to get drunk on Purim. But it does mean not to get smashed on Parsha Zachar. Someone who gets smashed on Parsha Zachar is a faker on Purim. He's a cute guy. Come to my house, we'll dance a little bit. He's a loser. Because he's too timing. Purim is one day a year, my friend. It's not Parsha Zachar. There's no pre-gaming for Purim. Pre-game for Purim, right? Purim Katan, Parsha Zachar, you're Dalit in RBS. He's going to be too sick to have a drink by Tesla. Rebbe, I'm sorry. Please, can't have any more. Like, buddy, this is the Purim Suda. I know it's the Purim Suda, but Rebbe, I just can't. What? What happened? Poor guy, he missed the whole Purim. All right, my friends. La Yehudim Haisa, Erev, Sassim, Lerv, all be Zeicha to the Eres Hayam.